You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is sanctification, justification, and glorification, part 2. My text is taken from Romans 8, 28 through 30, which states, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." The order of the causes of our salvation is set before us as a golden chain which cannot be broken. There are 4 links to this golden chain. Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. All that God designed for glory and happiness as the end, he decreed to grace and holiness as the way. Holiness consists in our conformity to the image of Christ. This takes in the whole of sanctification, of which Christ is the great pattern and sampler. To be spirited as Christ was, to walk and live as Christ did, to bear our sufferings patiently as Christ did. Christ is the express image of his Father, and the saints are conformed to the image of Christ. Thus it is by the intervention of Christ that we have God's love restored to us and God's likeness renewed upon us, in which these 2 things consist the happiness of man. All that God hath from eternity foreknown with favor, he hath predestinated to this conformity. None can know their election but by their conformity to the image of Christ. For all that are chosen to sanctification, that which is herein chiefly designed in the honor of Jesus Christ, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That is, that Christ might have the honor of being the great pattern, and in this, as in other things, might have preeminence. It was in the firstborn that all the children were dedicated to God under the law. Now, in the family of the saints, Christ must have the honor of being the firstborn. And blessed be God that there are many brethren. There is therefore a certain number predestinated, that the end of Christ's undertaking might be without error secured, that he might be sure to see his seed. There is a remnant predestinated to be conformed to his image, which decree will certainly have its accomplishment in the holiness and happiness of that chosen race. And so, in spite of all the opposition of the powers of darkness, Christ will be the firstborn among many brethren. The second link to this golden chain is, whom he did predestinate, those he also called. Not only with the external call, so many are called that were not chosen, but but with the internal and effectual coal. The former comes to the ear only, but the latter to the heart. All that God did from eternity predestinate to glory and grace, he does in the fullness of time, effectually call. The call is ineffectual when we come at the call, and we then come at the call when the Spirit draws us, convinces the conscience of guilt and wrath, enlightens the understanding, bows the will, persuades and enables us to embrace Christ in the promises, makes us willing in the day of his power. It is an effectual call from earth to God, and Christ and heaven as our end, from sin and vanity to grace and holiness and seriousness as our way. This is the gospel call. Them he called that the purpose of God according to election might stand. We are called to that to which we were chosen, so that the only way to make our election sure is to make sure our calling. The third link to this golden chain is, whom he called, those he also justified. All that are effectually called are justified, absolved from guilt, and accepted as righteous through Jesus Christ. No son sin that ever they have been guilty of shall come against them to condemn them. The book is crossed, the bond canceled, the judgment vacated, the attainder reversed, and they are no longer dealt with as criminals, but owned and loved as friends and favorites. Blessed is the man whose iniquity is thus forgiven. Now are thus justified, but those that are justified are also glorified. Now the fourth link is whom he justified, those he also glorified. The power of corruption being broken in effectual calling, and the guilt of sin being removed in justification, all that which hinders is taken out of the way, and nothing can come between that soul and glory. Note that it is spoken of as a thing done. He glorified. Because of the certainty of it, he hath saved us and called us with a holy calling. In the eternal glorification of all the elect, God's design of love has its full accomplishment. This is what he aimed at all along to bring them to heaven. Nothing less than that glory would make them the fullness of his covenant relation to them as God. And therefore, in all he does for them, and in them, he has this in his eye. Are they chosen? It is to salvation. Called? It is to his kingdom and glory. Begotten again? It is to an inheritance incorruptible. Afflicted? It is to work for them the succeeding and eternal weight of glory. The author of all these is the same. It is God himself that predestinated, called, justified, glorified. God himself has undertaken the doing of it from the first to last, that we might abide in a constant dependence upon him and subjection to him and ascribe all the praise to him. This is a mighty encouragement to our faith and hope. For as for God, his way and his work is perfect. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever to be crucified for our sins, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. COVID summer wave surges on. We're seeing here three or four new variants sort of competing against each other. And it's not actually clear which one is going to emerge as dominant, said Dr. Dan Baruch, director of the Center of Virology and Vaccine Research at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Unlike other typical winter illnesses, such as the flu and RSV, COVID has proven it can spread widely any time of year. There is no distinct COVID-19 season, the Center for Disease Control said in documents published on its website earlier this month. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is overcoming fear. Fear is big business in the 21st century. Whether we turn on the evening news, listen to the radio on the way to work, or watch people overtake the Capitol, we are bombarded by messages that are intended to induce fear, anxiety, apprehension, and hopelessness. We are reminded time and time again that the world is a dangerous, unpredictable place. So it's no surprise that you will sometimes experience fear. The seven most common fears are fear of criticism, fear of poverty, fear of death, fear of failure, fear of offending others, fear of looking foolish, and fear of success. What are you afraid of? And more importantly, how can you overcome your fears? Well, here are a few ways to help you overcome. First, understand that fear is one of society's greatest commodities. Modern media constantly barrages you with fear-provoking, attention-grabbing headlines designed to capture your thoughts and redirect your life. Your task is to combat fear with faith and maintain a positive attitude. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Second, study God's word and trust God's promises. Studying God's word is important because it is hard to trust what you do not know. God's promises give you faith, hope, and courage. When you are afraid, his promises will comfort you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Third, guard your thoughts and your heart from the anxieties and distractions that might cause you to stray away from his path. When you encounter situations that make you afraid, turn your thoughts and prayers to God. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And finally, love God and your neighbor. Now you may be thinking, what's love got to do with it? Well, John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment, so the one who is afraid is not perfected in love." Remember, all of us have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory, but the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to pray, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Be safe and stay encouraged, my friends. And when fear knocks at your door, answer with faith. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope